Welcome to Take the 12. Congratulations on taking this step. I'm grateful to be able to share this step with you because our big book tells us in the first paragraph of chapter 7, Working with Others, quote, practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. It works when other activities fail, end quote. In this recording, I'll be reading content found in the step study at takethe12.org for step 12. The information shared here is just one AA member's personal experience and does not speak for any other member's experience or for AA itself. So, let's get started. From the foreword of the 12 and 12, it states this. AA's 12 steps are a group of principles, spiritual in their nature, which, if practiced as a way of life, can expel the obsession to drink and enable the sufferer to become happily and usefully whole. Step 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. With each step in this study, I've started off sharing what I tell each person I teach to take the steps, that one thing I learned about this step that was the most important thing to know. Now, remember, this is just my experience and may not be the experience of another member of the AA Fellowship. The one thing I need to know about step 12, go give it away. The spiritual principle found in this step is service, and the reading assignment for it is in the Big Book, pages 89 through 103, and in the 12 and 12, pages 106 through 125. Because I believe that in each step there is something to surrender, here's what we'll be surrendering in step 12. First, the fear that I don't have anything to give. And second, laziness in practicing these principles in all my affairs. Here's the step summary. This step is divided into three very separate and distinct parts. First, it's an assumption that as a result of taking steps 1 through 11, we've actually had a spiritual awakening. Bill W. describes for us his definition of a spiritual awakening or experience on page 567 of the Big Book, 4th edition, where he states that a spiritual experience is a personality change sufficient to recover from alcoholism. Once we've taken the first 11 steps, it's widely believed that the alcoholic undergoes the kind of transformation needed to be able to actually be a different person. A spiritual awakening is nothing more than a psychic change that, among other things, eliminates our obsession to drink. It is that change that becomes the foundation to the second part of step 12. Going out and giving away what has been so freely given to us is our last and final written direction in our basic text. It's no mistake that giving away the message that one can become recovered, not cured, from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body is the ultimate paradox in our program of recovery. It's in the giving that we receive. Working with others has been the bedrock so many members of AA have found that will not only carry them through the hard times in their own recovery, but will strengthen and inspire their willingness to continue to trudge, one definition being to walk with purpose, our road of happy destiny. AA experience has proven that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as much as intensive work. Not just work, and I love that he said this, not just work, but intensive work with other alcoholics. It works when other activities fail. You can help when no one else can. Always remember that. You can help when no one else can. It was the basis of Bill's conversation with Dr. Silkworth shortly after his white light experience. One of Bill's first thoughts, sitting on that bed, was that other people suffering from this illness could benefit from an understanding of what a personality change can look like for them too. So it was that God led Bill to Dr. Bob, and that was to be a 15-minute conversation, but it turned into an over 5-hour conversation. It's here that part 3 of step 12 starts. I get to practice these principles in all my affairs when I realize that my experience can help you, and your experience can help me in ways that nothing else can. Practicing each of our spiritual principles is truly found in teaching another alcoholic how to take, not work, the 12 steps of AA and teaching them how to teach others. This will not only provide us self-centered alcoholics with a sense of joy in giving, but will help us to continue to uncover the flaws in our own character that continue to cause our failure along our journey. For those of us who've been around for a while, we've tried to dispel some of the myths about our program of action. Here's one of the myths about step 12. You're fully cured once you get through all 12 steps. Truth, there is no cure for alcoholism, for the physiological chemical imbalance in the body, or we sometimes call it the allergy, that causes an alcoholic to develop the phenomenon of craving once alcohol enters their system. One can become recovered, however, from the seemingly hopeless state of mind and body that is found in every alcoholic. It even says it on the title page of our book, right under the title Alcoholics Anonymous. It says how many thousands of men and women have recovered from alcoholism. Through an active taking of the 12 steps, the alcoholic can find a life beyond their wildest dreams. All right, let's take a look at the inventory for step 12. Taking a step displays a willingness to write inventory and allow it to surrender something within us. Write inventory on your most serious shortcomings around the practical application of this step in your life today. For example, how am I applying the spiritual principle found in this step to every moment of my life? Let's start with personal relationships. What have you done today to selflessly serve your personal relationships? Be as detailed as possible, failing not to miss anything in all of your personal relationships. How about at work? As we did in this inventory for step 11, go one step deeper and describe specific actions you have not yet taken to better serve your career or job. And lastly, with God and AA, provide 3 specific examples of how you are serving God as you understand God today. Provide 3 specific examples of how you're serving AA today. Describe how you are practicing these principles in all your affairs, or how you are not doing those things. Here's the step checklist for step 12. First, I have an alcoholic or alcoholics, sponsee or sponsees, that I am teaching how to take the 12 steps and teaching them how to teach others to take them. Yes or no? 2, am I willing today to understand the difference between sharing my experience and sharing my opinion? The thought behind this statement is you can debate my opinion all you want to, but you can't debate my experience because it happened to me. Number 3, am I willing to go to any lengths today to maintain my spiritual condition? Number 4, am I willing to go to any lengths today to carry this message to other alcoholics? And number 5, am I willing to practice every one of the spiritual principles found in our 12 steps? Honesty, hope, faith, courage, integrity, willingness, humility, love, discipline, perseverance, awareness, and service in all my affairs today. If you can answer yes to these questions, you've likely taken this step. Always remember, it is in the giving of it away that we get to keep it. I'd like to read before I wrap up step 12, a couple of paragraphs from the big book, the chapter A Vision for You, that are my very favorite passages from the book. I think that they wrap up and sum up our 12 steps better than any other piece of our book collectively. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. And finally, I've chosen to put as the last word on each step that the only problem we ever really have is separation from God. When I find myself struggling in any way, I try and remember that it doesn't matter what the problem may look like. In every single case, the real problem is my thinking about that person, place, thing, or situation. When I can take the action needed to get right with God, I'm on the right track to ensuring that the personality change sufficient to bring about recovery from alcoholism happens in my life. God bless.